Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey Sleuthers, it's Aaron Noonan here. Great to have you with me. Another Ryko Rewind episode on the V8 Sleuth podcast. And today, February 20, we are winding on back the clock to 1983. Sandown, on this day, hosted round two of that year's Australian Touring Car Championship. And these days, every round's got a name. You know, title sponsor, race distance, race format, super sprint, call it what you will. What was the second round of that year called? It was the International Motor Show Trophy. How very 80s. How good. 26-lap race. And remember, this was Sandown in its original format, before the rebuild for the World Sports Car Championship, before there was that infield layout. It's the original 3.1-kilometre Sandown venue that opened in 1962. So on this very day, the win went to Alan Grice, driving the STP Commodore. Now, it was a 1-2 for Commodores. Peter Brock second in the Holden dealer team car after what was a race-long scrap. But this round of the championship on this day back in 1983 actually came amid the backdrop of something way more important than motorsport. Bushfires are a part of life in Australia and in other parts of the world. And this round was just a matter of days after those terrible Ash Wednesday fires that really scarred Victoria and South Australia. And rather than keep his race winnings, remember in those days there was prize money, not like today where because of the way that the charters work and supercars is, where the teams effectively get paid to arrive and it's structured very differently. In those days, there was prize money. $1,250 was the winner's check for Alan Grice for round two of the championship in 83. And he donated that to the Bushfire Relief Appeal. Now, he didn't lead the race from the beginning, so the V8s weren't the dominant cars at the time, but they did hang together for this particular round. George Fury, the Bluebird Turbo, sprinted away into the lead at the start, but was quickly overhauled. In fact, so quickly, it was down the back straight on the opening lap. Brock through, Grice through, and then those two Holdens got into a battle. Great rivals, Brock and Grice. Brock, the factory guy, Grice, the prince of the privateers, as he was known for many years, who wanted to knock the factory guy off. So Brock led the way. They battled really fiercely, but Grice got the lead. The old turn two past the then pits, which is now what, turn four onto the back straight. So he got away. That left Brock to be caught by Alan Moffat. He won the championship that year in the Mazda RX-7. You can just hear in your head, can't you, that rotary engine in the little RX-7, the Peter Stuyvesant number 43. And as the race wore on, the tyres on the big V8 started to wear a little. The Mazda came into the game, a bit like the BMW used to in Group A in the years that followed. So finally, Moffat caught Brock past him and then went off after Grice. Now, Grice and Moffat, the two Allens, remember that this round in February 83 is only a matter of, what, 5 months after they had had that controversial Hang 10 or Castro, I think it was, 400 at Sandown, where Moffat claimed the win, Grice claimed the win. The win went to Grice on the day. Moffat was penalised for not responding to a black flag properly. He appealed. He got the win back. The crowd booed. There was stuff going on everywhere. This was not long after all of that. So Moffat drew side by side with Grice down the outside into turn two with just a matter of a lap or so to go. but he broke an axle while launching that move into turn two, instantly out of the race, pulled over on the back straight to the driver's left. So Grice got home 3.5 seconds on this day. It's bringing back great memories of Group C battles of Australian touring car racing. Brock second, Dick Johnson third in the Palmer Tube Mills Falcon XC. Remember, that was when it was still blue before it became green stuff green for the Enduros later in the year. Fury home in fourth, and in fifth, Murray Carter. The John Sands Falcon rounded out the top five on this day, February 20, as part of Ryko Rewind. But do you know what? Peter Brock wasn't the only person to drive the 05 Commodore at that round. Now, of course, it was a sprint round. There were no co-drivers in the mix for that weekend. But he's then, well, Bathurst winning co-driver of the previous year, and more so the workshop manager at HDT by that point, Larry Perkins, practiced the 05 car in the second Saturday practice session for good reason too, because Brock wasn't at the track. Where was Brock? Why was Brock not at the track for an important day in Australian touring car racing? Because it's a round of the national championship. He was attending the birth of his daughter, Alexandra. So there you go. That's one of those interesting things where the nuances of history. Larry was in the car on Saturday, PB back in there on Sunday. He had a very good reason for not being there on Saturday. So that is the latest of our Ryko Rewinds. As we take a look back through Australian motorsport history, we explore the great races, drivers, cars, and really step through on relevant anniversaries just to give you that little bit more to take you back down memory lane. I hope you've enjoyed this one of the Ryko Rewind. Sandown in 83. Alan Grice on this day getting the win. I'll have another one very soon. Tune into the V8 Sleuth podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and I'll chat with you soon.
Every lap in under a minute means every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars, unforgettable.